filmmaker Michelle Hassouet is here to talk about her new documentary, Matt Shepard is a Friend of Mine. This October will mark 15 years since Matthew Shepard was brutally murdered in Laramie, Wyoming, just because he was gay. The film is currently starting its film festival run and will have a coast-to-coast world premiere on October 4th at both the Mill Valley Film Festival and the Washington National Cathedral. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about your documentary, Matt Shepard is a Friend of Mine.
Okay. Well, Matt Shepard is a Friend of Mine is my very first feature documentary film about my dear friend Matthew Shepard, who was tortured and killed in October of 1998 in Laramie, Wyoming, because he was gay. Our film tells the story of Matt's life and death through the point of view of his family and close friends. We've been working on it for the last 3 years. 2 of those years, we traveled all over the world, you know, retracing Matt's steps, filming his friends, family, and pivotal locations in Matt's life in order to create a complete and complex but honest portrait of who Matt was as a real person.
What was your inspiration for making it?
When Matt was attacked, I was actually a sophomore in film school in Boston, and I remember it clearly, like learning about it on the news, and that was the very first time I really saw like how hostile and cruel the world could be. So, you know, needless to say, I was completely devastated. We all were, and, you know, his death marked me deeply. But in addition to his death, what was also really heartbreaking to see was Matt's humanity slowly starting to fade away. You know, Matt became, you know, Matthew Shepard, this iconic symbol of, you know, hate and intolerance that the LGBT community struggles against. You know, his identity is forever tied to that. So that was, like, really deeply unsettling, you know, to see. So I wanted to make this film to share with the world that before Matt became this Matthew Shepard, he was a normal, you know, complex gay young man with friends and family who, like, supported and loved him. So I think it's really important for the world to really know that. And, you know, as a filmmaker and his friend, I always felt this obligation to honor Matt and his family in, you know, the most honest, faithful way possible. So I knew when I was emotionally and, like, artistically ready that I would share with the world, like, our Matt in the only way I knew how, and that's, you know, through film.
How did you know Matthew Shepard?
I knew Matthew Shepard because we actually both went to a boarding school in Switzerland called the American School in Switzerland, and we were both there because, well, Matt's dad worked as an oil rig safety engineer in Saudi Arabia, and there were no American high schools in Saudi Arabia at that time, so his company sent Matt to, you know, a boarding school in Switzerland. And similarly, my mom worked for the International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C., so that's how we both ended up there. And it's a very small little school in southern Switzerland, and there was, like, less than 400 students that attended the school at that time, so, you know, everyone knew each other, and we became really close through the theater. You know, Matt was actually 2 grades above me, so we didn't have classes together, but we met doing plays, and we, you know, acted in so many plays and rehearsed together for months at a time and just became really, really close that way. And, you know, I think we had some similarities. You know, we were both really short and kind of, like, you know, loved the theater and, like, very sensitive, and both had this sort of, like, mischievous sense of humor. So we both got along, like, really well. So that's how, you know, we became friends.
What would you like to accomplish with your documentary?
Well, the title of our documentary, Matt Shepard is a Friend of Mine, is obviously, you know, a literal reference to my friendship with Matt. But what I always hoped for the film is that when an audience member would watch it, that by the end, they would feel that Matt was a friend of theirs, too. So that's been my highest hope for the film. And, you know, as I mentioned before, I always felt that in the overall Matthew Shepard story, the giant missing piece of it was Matt's humanity, you know, the idea that Matt was an actual living person with hopes and dreams, you know, and struggles just like everyone else. So I think our film, told through the personal lens of his family and friends, does a really good job of sharing Matt's humanity. And I think it's really important that people, you know, realize that this, you know, notorious event in history happened to a young man who is just figuring out his way in the world. And if it can happen to him, it could happen to anyone, and it still does, unfortunately. You know, I think our film highlights the responsibility we all have to make sure that young people around the world aren't falling victim to the same story ending Matt was.
As a heterosexual woman, what's your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I think gay or straight, I think everyone should be committed to LGBT civil rights. You know, gay rights are human rights, and, you know, this struggle affects all of us. I mean, for me, you know, it's really important to stand up for my gay family members, my gay friends, Matt, and all the other Matt Shepherds out there, you know, and to fight for their rights, to be acknowledged as equal members of society, you know, deserving of every equality that everyone else has. I believe we all have a tremendous responsibility and obligation, you know, to each other as human beings to stand up for one another. So I feel strongly that our film about Matt, you know, sharing Matt's story can only aid in the education process of those who still don't believe in equal rights for everyone. So through the film, I'm trying to do my part.
What was your reaction when President Obama finally signed the Matthew Shepard Act in 2009?
In all honesty, it was actually, I think, really emotional. I can only imagine how emotional it was for Judy and Dennis. I mean, it took 11 years for that legislation to be passed. And when I saw the video footage, which I actually revisited very recently, of Obama signing Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act into law, standing next to Judy and Dennis, I was just in tears. I mean, that's Matt's legacy, and, you know, Judy and Dennis have worked tirelessly to get that legislation passed and, you know, to make something so tragic and horrible as Matt's death and turn it into something so positive. So, you know, they've really given Matt's death meaning, and, you know, they continue to work, you know, to this day. So that was a big day, and I'm sure Matt was very proud.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and numerous teens continue to take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
That is a really heartbreaking statistic. I think, you know, growing up and being a teenager is so hard, and I remember those days extremely well, but I would advise kids to really, you know, invest in themselves and to discover and explore what makes them happy, no matter what anyone else thinks. You know, that could be, you know, like photography or travel or like a sport or, you know, a certain band. I know in high school I felt different, and I found, you know, that theater and writing really helped me discover myself and give me confidence. So I would say to try and find your passion and really cultivate it, because I think that will sustain you and give you strength and lead you to find like-minded friends and mentors who share similar passions and that will support you, you know, just the way you are. I do want to say that, like, when Matt died, you know, the whole world responded and grieved. And so the one thing that I've learned through making this film is that there are people all over the world who care about you and don't even know you. So, you know, no matter how bleak or sad life can be, you know, I don't want it to be trite, but I would want to say that try to remember that you're not alone and people, like, love and care about you. And then on the flip side of that, I would want to say to everyone else, life is really short and it's important to be good to one another and to be kind and compassionate and treat everyone with respect.
How can people get information about Matt Shepherd as a friend of mine?
Well, we have a website. It's www.mattshepherdisafriendofmine.com. And you could also find us on Facebook and Twitter. That's where you can get information about the film.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I'd like if people would ask where they can see Matt Shepherd as a friend of mine, since we're working so hard to get it out there. So we are having our world premiere at the Mill Valley Film Festival and screening on the same night at the Washington, D.C. National Cathedral. But we're also having really exciting screening events across the U.S. We're doing a wonderful screening with the Matthew Shepherd Foundation with a lot of the cast and crew there on October 11th. And then we are also doing a wonderful event with Facing History and Ourselves in Los Angeles. And they're a really great organization that teaches educators how to teach and bring issues of civil rights and tolerance into the classroom. So we have a lot of exciting screenings coming up across the country. And then you can learn about them on our website and our Facebook page.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I'm like the queen of little mantras. In my office, I have a framed poster that says, be calm, and that really helps me. But the one that I invoke the most is, you can do anything you put your mind to.